Welcome to another Spin Cycle look at the bumping and thumping in the political media. Today's topic, the new Iraq campaign. This week, the administration launched a new campaign for victory in Iraq. Like any other well-executed campaign, it started by strikes against the lines of communication. Donald Rumsfeld telling reporters that what keeps him up at night is how the terrorists are manipulating the media. Yes, bad news is the work of terrorists. Next, of course, is the seizing of strategic ground, in this case ensuring that all comparisons to Nazis are on their side, since all internet discussion threads of importance can't get to page 3 without a Nazi reference. It's an unwritten rule of honor. Rumsfeld's remarks was that our opponents are now to be called Islamic fascists, never mind the historic, linguistic, and philosophical inaccuracy of it, and that those who suggest the timetable for getting out of Iraq are like Nazi appeasers or communist sympathizers. Then, with the field of battle properly prepared, launch the main assault by your primary force, the president lining up the dominoes of fighting terrorists around the globe so we do not have to face them here at home. In this case, it was the scary scenario of Iraq becoming a petrodollar-fueled haven for terrorists. Because, of course, the Iraq campaign we are talking about is the midterm congressional elections. The situation in Iraq? Well, that's still a steaming pile of stink, but mentioning that only means that I'm being influenced by the terrorists. See? So all this talk is about the domestic opinion, and in fact, nothing about Iraq itself. Really, nearly everything the administration says about Iraq is about public opinion and not about the actual prosecution of the war itself. That has actually a lot to do with some neoconservative thinking about the history of the last century. I'll get more into that next week. For Spin Cycle, I'm Daniel Raymond on 90.1 KSAK.